We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, we got Antonio on now, huh?
He's connecting right now.
Oh, he's connecting?
His Bluetooth.
Okay.
And we should have him here. Antonio Daniels, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Antonio, the color analyst for the Pelicans television broadcast, and you're on with Bobby Hebert and Mark Menard. And Antonio, let's first talk about that game last night from Lonzo Ball coming through in the clutch. What does that say first for the Pelicans' playoff chances to get in that play-in game? And second, what does that say for Lonzo Ball's future here in New Orleans?
Well, I don't know if it says – I mean, I look at it big picture. It was a great game and a step in the right direction for both, but I don't think you made any decisions off of last night's game. First, for Lonzo Ball, I know for me, as a former player, I couldn't have been happier for him, especially after the way that he played the night before. So a few nights prior to that, you go into Minnesota, you have a career high, you knock down 8 three-point shots, and then in a huge game against Golden State that felt like a playoff game, he goes out and he struggles big time as far as shooting the basketball is concerned. And then 24 hours later, you're right back at it, and he has an opportunity to do what he did last night. Last night, he responded like a champion, and that was great to see. And for the team, you just have to continue to win. And I know it sounds cliche-ish or, you know, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
But, you know, when you look at San Antonio's schedule and what they still have left.
They got a tough schedule.
They do, but it does no good if the Pelicans don't continue
to take
care of their business.
Right, yeah.
You know, like,
exactly.
We can talk all we want to about San Antonio's schedule, but New Orleans' schedule is not easy either. You know, you come back, you got Philadelphia on Friday. You still got to go into Charlotte. You still got Dallas, who this team has struggled against over the past couple years. So, you know, you have to just continue to take care of your business and hope. And hope now that San Antonio kind of falls off toward the end of the season.
Now, Antonio, when you look at it back-to-back and, like, what's occurred, you know, a different season because dealing with the pandemic and all. And before you know it, if you got embarrassed, you got to turn around and get it done. And that was embarrassing how the Pelicans started their game on Monday night. I mean, it was over before it began. I mean, after one quarter, they're down with an 18-point lead. I mean, come on, how can we be in this situation? So the question I have for you, that you look how they responded after coming out flat on Monday. And I think last night was one of the best wins of the season, only 12 turnovers. You know, went like 20 turnovers or whatever it might be. So does everyone held accountable? Coaches, players,
yes.
Coaches?
I mean,
explain that to the fans.
I tell you what, for me, everyone is held accountable for all. And what I mean by that, because what we do as fans, we have a tendency when the team struggles, we blame the coach. But when the team plays well, we praise the players.
Right.
And that's not the way sports works. It doesn't work that way. Like, when the team plays well, the last person that we think about, the last person that we want to give credit to is the coach. And I'm a firm believer, whether you are successful or unsuccessful, all are involved. It's never a one- or two-person job. Oh, you know what? The team is struggling. Let's blame the star. Let's blame the coach. Okay, now the team is playing extremely well. Let's blame the guy or let's give credit to the guy who played well. No. I'm a firm believer because the thing is that's the definition of an organization. An organization is not one player. An organization is not one coach. An organization encompasses all. So when you're successful, you win together, and when you're unsuccessful, you lose together. That's how I've always viewed it.
Now, Antonio, I respect because you not only played the game, but you're a student of the game. And you look at alpha dogs. You know, not everybody can be the alpha dog.
Right.
You know, you have to have leaders, and you can lead from you know, a different perspective. But when you look like LeBron James, or I look where Zion's at, compared to maybe AD or BI, like with Brandon Ingram, and then you got an individual you played. Then you look at Russell Westbrook, and you know he's an alpha dog. To me, right there, looking at the third game in NBA history, 20-plus rebounds. We all know the effort there, 20-plus assists. I wanted to ask you about this because this, to me, the only other player that has done that is Will Chamberlain. Everybody who knows a little bit about basketball, they know Will Distilt. They heard of Will Chamberlain. And then I'm looking at it, triple-doubles, just three short of the big O, Oscar Robertson record, with seven games remaining. I mean, that's household basketball historical names, Will Chamberlain, Oscar Robertson. What makes Russell Westbrook have that dog in him? Is that just his makeup or what?
Well, yeah, I think it's his makeup. And prior to me coming here, I worked for the OKC Thunder for 4 years. So I had an opportunity to get to know Russell Westbrook up close and personal. And the thing about Russell that's always impressed me, that has always impressed me, is his motor and his passion for winning. And I remember going on different platforms and having these conversations with different hosts about hosts that didn't want to give him credit for the triple-doubles that he was accomplishing.
Right.
Oh, you know what? These are just empty numbers, and they don't translate to winning, and all this other kind of stuff. Do you realize in his 178 triple-doubles that he has accomplished, his team is 134-44?
Well, that's winning.
That's winning, exactly. But because of Russell Westbrook's approach or relationship with the media, a lot of times they won't give him the credit he deserves. I have a healthy respect for guys that can dominate and impact the game in more ways outside of scoring. Now, you can go into a game, and Russell may be 4 or 15 for the game. He may struggle to shoot the basketball,
right.
But you know what? When that game is over, he may have 12 points, but he's going to have 19 assists and 17 rebounds and 4 or 5 steals. I respect that. I respect the guy who doesn't just need to score to put his stamp on the game. And that's Russell Westbrook. Everybody's not built that way.
Right.
Like you said, everybody leads different. You know, there's no one way that is right and another way that's wrong. I played with Chris Paul, who led with his mouth. I played with Tim Duncan and David Robinson, who led with their actions. So all leadership is different. You just have to kind of have your finger on the pulse of your team as far as what's needed and when it's needed.
Well, you know what, Antonio, just look at the impact of Chris Paul. I mean, CP3, how much the fans appreciated him here. Look how far he got, you know, Hornets, Pelicans, it's New Orleans. Look how far CP3 got New Orleans franchise. I mean.
But he was never appreciated until this year.
Right,
so we had the conversation on our radio show yesterday. I think Russell Westbrook and Chris Paul will go down possibly as the two most underappreciated point guards in history. You look at some of the guys in history, John Stockton, the Jason Kidds, the Magic Johnson, the Isaiah Thomas, we give them their flowers. We give it to them. Gary Payton, we give them their flowers. But when you talk about Chris Paul and Russell Westbrook say, oh, you know what, he has the numbers, but he hasn't won. Oh, Chris Paul, he's always injured. He's really good, but he hasn't won. These two will go down as two of the most underappreciated point guards in the history of the sport. And they're two of the top point guards in the history of the sport.
Speaking with Antonio Daniels, color analyst for the New Orleans Pelicans. And Antonio, speaking of leading by example, Lonzo had the big flashy night scoring late, but a couple of big hustle plays by Zion Williamson made that possible. And I just want to know, how much did you enjoy watching Zion Williamson hustle for a loose ball, get it to an open Lonzo Ball, but then as soon as he releases the ball, absolutely trucks Draymond Green onto his butt on the court. To me, that was one of the most enjoyable sights of the night.
And I tell you what else, him knocking down two free throws at the end of the game to seal it.
Yes.
You know, my one of my keys to the game yesterday was follow your leader / leaders. That means Zion and Brandon Ingram. I said this right when the game started. Don't show me as your teammate or as a fan with your impact that you want me to follow you. Don't show me with your stats. Show me with your effort. I want to see you make winning plays, because those kind of plays, when they're done by your best player, those are contagious. Those are contagious. Those go all throughout your locker room and all down your bench. So when you see Zion hustle like he did for that basketball, keep it alive, which eventually led to a clear pass foul by Draymond Green, those are winning basketball plays. That's leading by example. Zion is the nicest, most humble kid. You will not meet a kid that's nicer. He's not loud. He's like a giant teddy bear. So his form of leadership is completely different than what a Chris Paul may be or than what a LeBron James may be. But I tell you the thing that Zion is starting to get that some of these other guys have, and that is the ability to make winning plays down the stretch. I'm not talking about scoring. I'm not talking about putting the ball in the hole. I'm talking about making big-time plays, diving on the floor, trying to take charges, pursuing loose basketballs. That's how you play winning basketball, and that's contagious to me.
Antonio, do you think the next development, the next level of that, is Zion becoming a more vocal leader as well as leading by example?
For me, I don't know, because that's just not for everybody.
Right.
It sounds wild to say. Like, Draymond Green's form of leadership is different than Steph Curry's. Totally different.
Yep.
But they work. Their on-court chemistry, their on-court camaraderie, it clicks. So I don't feel comfortable or qualified to tell someone, look, because you don't lead like me, your form of leadership is wrong. Because as we all know, throughout any professional sport, college sport, high school sport, like, leadership is – you have to do what the Lord has blessed you with. Whatever he's given you and your form of leadership, that's what you have to use.
Because Antonio, you can't fake the funk. The players will look right through that. Come on.
That's right. So, right. That's what I'm saying. It's hard work trying to be someone else. Oh, well, this guy leads and it works for him. If that's not who God made you to be, then don't do it. It's hard work trying to be someone else. Be yourself and use the tools that the Lord has given you to lead.
So my follow-up to that is, so you played with Tim Duncan and David Robinson. If you have guys who lead quietly by example, do you still have to have a vocal leader in the locker room?
I think so. I do think so. Because I did play with Tim and I did play with Dave, but we also had a Avery Johnson in the locker room. We also had a Mario Elie in the locker room. So we had different players to kind of offset, as far as speaking, what Tim and David didn't do. So I think it goes, and that's hard to find.
Right.
It's hard to find that guy in the locker room that's literally willing to go in there and throw a chair, that's willing to go in there and hold guys accountable for what they are or aren't doing on the floor. I don't know which one of you guys earlier was referencing the Monday night game and the effort or lack of effort that this team came out with in the first quarter. Someone that pulls everybody together during that huddle and says, you know what, we are dragging you know what. You're not doing your job. You're not doing your job. And we're not doing enough to get this job done. We are not playing like this is the most important game of the season. You need that guy in the locker room as well.
You know, Antonio, when you look at where the Pels are at now, they're still hanging in there. A two-part question, six games to qualify maybe for the Western Conference play-in tournament. And speaking of the play-in tournament, I think LeBron was just frustrated, because I think it's good for the game when you have meaningful games and the public wants to watch. When he made that statement, I was like, come on, LeBron. He just don't like the situation they might be in. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yeah, well, see, here's the thing. You didn't hear anything about the play-in tournament from Mark Cuban and Luka until they fell into seventh place.
Right.
You didn't hear anything about it. You didn't hear LeBron was in favor of the play-in tournament before the season started. But if you listen to the teams that he named, oh, you know, that's going to be great for, you know, the New Orleans and the Memphis and all those guys down there battling for it. He left himself out.
Right.
What he didn't understand was none of us can predict the future. He didn't know he was going to get hurt. He didn't know Anthony Davis was going to get hurt. And that when they're having this conversation, he would be tied for basically seventh with Dallas and Portland.
Well,
I'm with you. Like, I have no issue whatsoever. I love the play-in tournament.
It's good for the fans. It's good for the fans. It's good for the TV contracts. Come on. Yes.
It's great for the players, because now you're playing meaningful basketball. Tell me these two games that we just saw, the two games that we saw on Monday and Tuesday, would have meant nearly as much. ESPN took the game on Monday.
Yes.
They kicked us off the game on Monday. That's how meaningful that game was for a team that was at the time in 10th and 11th. That will not happen in the regular season. Because you know what? By this time in the regular season, with seven games to go, guys have sent their cars home. They've sent their clothes home. They are so concerned with off-season plans. And what this play-in tournament does is it gives them an opportunity of playing meaningful basketball at this time of the season.
Now, Antonio, going back to Lonzo Ball, scored a career-high 33 points. I mean, look, scored clutch points, 12 points in the fourth quarter. It was like a roller coaster compared to what happened on Monday night. Don't you think the Pels are in the driver's seat as far as his future? Because you could see what the market might bear, and the Pels could match it. I mean, I kind of like what they have with Lonzo. I want your opinion on that.
Yeah, I think Lonzo's in the driver's seat.
Oh, okay.
That's the whole point of being an unrestricted free agent.
Because he's going to get paid,
Yeah, so it's on him when if – it's on – like, that's the weird part about free agency. You know, it's – and I know a lot of fans get caught up in this, you know, with the whole Kevin Durant thing. It's called free agency, not fan agency. So you have to do what you feel like is best for you and your family. And it starts now, though. It starts throughout the course of this season. Pelicans have some decisions to make this offseason, not just with Lonzo Ball. You got to take a hard look at guys like Josh Hart, the energy and effort that he brings to the court on a nightly basis. Do you want to re-sign him? Do you want to bring back Lonzo Ball? At what cost? Because you also have to understand there are other teams out there that are having the same conversation about guys like Lonzo Ball and about guys like Josh Hart as well.
Antonio Daniels, color analyst for the New Orleans Pelicans. I love when we get you on, Antonio, because you always bring the hottest fire when we get you on. So we appreciate you.
All right, thank you, guys.
Thank you, Antonio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.